Hello, Eurovision Files here.
Hello, everyone.
We're almost ready.
Is
We almost
everyone excited?
have almost all songs and artists now. This is getting closer.
Yes, it's 27 songs, I think. So we are getting closer to the final 10, potentially.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is exciting and exhausting at the
Yeah,
same time.
very, very difficult to remember all of them.
But anyway, if you want to listen to our reaction on the new songs, please stay tuned because we will do so after our tune.
Welcome to the Eurovision Files. Hi,
So,
everyone. Again.
we're still here. Are you still there? Hopefully, yeah. Where should we start with? We can do Cyprus first. It was one of these artists that we knew for a very long time ahead. And now we have the song called Liar.
Yes, Liar by sorry, I always struggle with the names.
Yeah.
Celia Cupsis,
Yeah, one
who
of these
is
Australian singers.
yes, is Australian, but from a Cypriot family. So, what do you think about the song?
I was actually expecting a little bit more, maybe, because I know that Celia had a lot of support and fans, and she is like one of these great junior artists. But I think this song is quite playing. I don't actually see Cyprus qualifying this time round.
Yeah, I think it's a bit flat. And it's been done. It's been done before. It's I yeah. I mean, definitely very talented. Definitely a song that potentially could do well in Cyprus. I just don't think in the current bulk of the songs that we've got already, I'm not sure it can do that well. As usual, we always say the same. We need to see what it's going to do live, the whole, also compared to other songs that we haven't seen live yet. But yeah, I agree with you. I want it more.
Yeah, but isn't it annoying that whenever they release one of these songs with their music video, we don't get to see the live version of it?
Yeah.
I know, but
Well, I think we've had fan videos in the past. I mean, we know with Karia, we had a fan video with Teja and Selena last year. We had a fan video as well. So it's good to have them, but then at the same time, you want to see how they perform. You want to see the reaction of the people, the public when they see the song for the first time. I think it would be nice if we saw the video afterwards. So you see them doing the song live, and then for the whole Europe, the people that are not necessarily watching all these semi-finals or these final, the country finals, then you present the video. That would be fun. So yeah, I agree.
Do you remember what happened with Tay and Selena last year? I mean, the video was amazing. Everyone enjoyed it.
It told the story.
Exactly. But when it came to the live version at the Eurovision stage, it was very disappointing.
Was very flat, yeah.
So I'm afraid that one of these, I'm not saying in this case with Celia, but we have more of these acts that we never saw the performance live, that this might be the case.
Yes, I agree. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. We're getting closer to that. Couple of months now. And we might see them performing as well in some of the concerts that we're going to have before the actual Eurovision, week or the 2 weeks that we actually get with all the performances and so on. So hopefully we'll see her before and maybe we'll change our mind.
Yeah, exactly. Shall we move on to the next one? We can discuss Musty.
Yeah.
He was actually the first, well, no, not the first one, the second artist to be announced. The first one was France, right?
Was it France? I actually think it was Musty. I
well, it
remember
might
we
be.
announced, I remember we talked about him here because it was like, oh, it's, you know, it's the first. I think France came with the song already, but Musty was the first one that we knew, and then we've had to wait for a very long time to get the song.
I think you're actually right that Musty was the first one, but the first song was by France. So now we have Musty's song, so he will be representing Belgium. And I have to say, I quite liked it.
I really do. I actually think it's a very serious contender. As a song, it's one of those songs that I can see myself listening to well beyond Eurovision.
I'm still missing the version, the live version.
Yes.
But you can sense that the performance is going to be one of those energetic and powerful ones.
Yes.
Since the video and his usual performances and his voice.
Yeah, it looks to me like it's going to be a very well-rounded thing. I think they would have to mess up the performance substantially in order not to make it to the final.
Well, you
yeah,
know.
I was very, very impressed. I really was. I actually was not expecting as much. I don't know if it's because we had to wait for so long. I mean, in some way, and we're going to talk about that with another of the songs that we're going to talk about today. But in some way, obviously, you when you get the expectation of like something is coming and you know, you have to wait for a while, you sort of build it up in your mind. In this case, because it's been like, I think 4 or 5 months, it almost felt like, oh, I've forgotten about him already. And then suddenly he gave us this song and I was like, okay, wow, I like it. So yeah.
Worth the wait.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
We can now discuss my current winner, Croatia. Baby Lasagna is my winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Love everything. I love the lyrics, the meaning of them. I actually enjoy the live performance and the music video. And I think it really talks a lot about moving away from these rural settings and be yourself somewhere else of these enclosed communities, and you cannot be yourself, and then you move on and you can start your own life. And I actually like how this is portrayed in the live performance with the traditional costumes and all of that. And also you can sense that, of course, in the music video. But it's also amusing at the same time. It's not like super intense and boring, but it's just the opposite, and I love it.
Yeah, I think it's probably, obviously we can't guess now, but yeah, it's we might be talking about the winner.
You agree with me?
No, I don't, because my favorites are still Ukraine, sorry.
What?
But
Did you
yeah,
change your mind?
No, we were just talking about Croatia. My favorites are still Ukraine, but I will admit that it's got all the ingredients to make the baby lasagna the winning dish of Eurovision. I've thrown it in. There you go.
Can imagine everyone eating lasagna during the Eurovision.
I was gonna say, I would not be surprised if they like lots of like food carts just sell lasagnas everywhere, because I wouldn't be surprised if I was them. That's what I would do. I would definitely make sure that they are serving baby lasagna somewhere. Caria did it last year, having the sauna next to the arena for the whole week. And that was like, everyone wanted to see that. If you're selling lasagnas, that's, or even you're giving them away, that's definitely one of the best marketing strategies that you can have around Eurovision. Just involve everyone that is in there, because those are the ones that when you know, the day before Eurovision, they'll be on TV saying, yeah, we've seen the performances and we love this guy and they are these guys and they are so, you know, they're like so committed to the fans and all these things. That's what definitely gets people on site.
You should get in touch with the Croatian delegation and sell this idea to them, because I think it's good marketing.
They just need to listen to us.
Yes, Croatian delegation, all delegations in Eurovision, listen to us. We have plenty of ideas. So, yeah, another one, and this is closer to us because we both live in the UK. It's Oli with Dizzy. Another one that we've been waiting for so long. He was announced to be the representative in December, around the 20th of December, I remember.
I think it was December, yes. I'm not really sure exactly when. Sorry, dropped something. But yes, what do you think?
I like him as an artist, and the song is okay, but he has produced such bangers over the years that I was expecting one of them. I think they played quite safe in that area. They could have done something more, I don't know, that have the wow factor. And this song doesn't have it.
I think for me, I think what I was expecting from him is something closer to what Musti has done. That kind of song that gets quite epic, very, like I said before, a very serious contender. This one is good. This one, you know, danceable. But yeah, it feels like it starts and ends in the same note almost. And one of the nice experiences about Eurovision is that you know, when you can see a performance growing, developing in 3 minutes, that's what you want to see. And with this, maybe the performance will change things, but the song feels very flat from beginning to end.
Yeah. I still have a lot of faith in him and his abilities as a performer, because this can change a lot on stage. But again, this is one of these cases. We have a music video. We don't see the live performance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think they have to do that beforehand so they can test out the waters. But yeah, let's see what happens with Oli. I still think he will pull out a top 10.
That would be quite nice, considering the results of the UK for the last few years, apart from Sam Ryder, obviously. But yeah, I mean, definitely we wish him all the luck in the world. We really, you know, this is our adoptive country. We love it. And we want to see him do well. Exactly. And he's an amazing performer. Like, we already knew that. He's not someone unknown to us, so.
And now we can discuss some guys, a Spanish band, who are not representing Spain, but San Marino, Megara.
This is such a random thing.
It's maybe because we're Spanish, because this happened in the past. It's normal that an Italian group or band would represent San Marino. It's, well, there was a Turkish representative at some point, Serhat.
I'm not, if you look at it from a historical point of view, I think Italy and Spain have been very linked in, you know, in the past, in the Renaissance and maybe before, lots of like rulers that were in Spain, like I'm talking about like kings and queens and so on, that they came from Spain or they came from Italy, they ruled the different countries. It's not necessarily completely an abomination in terms of a historical abomination, I mean. It's not necessarily a shock, but it's just one of those things that don't tend to happen to us, that because Spain is one of those countries as well that doesn't do that well in Eurovision normally.
Yeah.
I think we don't expect a Spanish band to be selected by another country, but they have been, and it's a good song.
Yeah, I'm very pleased for them. I remember seeing them last year in Benidorm Fest when they tried to go for Spain with the song Arcadia or
Which
Arcadia, Spanish.
they reference, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they reference it in the lyrics.
And it's like the vibe is kind of the same, but there's what really disturbs me about this song representing San Marino. It's in the middle of the song, there's these flamenco vibes.
It's a strange, although it works, but it's a strange mix. I can't help thinking that it sounds incredibly like What You're Waiting For by Gwen Stefani. If you listen to both songs side by side, it's not only the music, it's even the I'm gonna say that it's inspired and it's not a copy. It really sounds like it. If you've heard the Gwen Stefani one, go and listen to it. If you haven't, try to listen to both side by side and see what happens.
I really hope they qualified. I think that they're good and they have put a lot of effort in that. But let's see if people like it, so they can qualify for the final. I actually liked Pick Jacks last year and they didn't qualify. But it was again, it was a very strong semi-final and contenders. But let's see what happens with Megara.
All the best. Good luck.
Then we have Nemo, who will be representing Switzerland. So this is not another male ballad song, but just a male song.
Last year we had Remo, and this year we had Nemo. It's a very different song, I would say. Very different song from last year. What do you think?
I liked it. I didn't expected to like it as much, and it's growing on me every time I listen to it. I think it's because it has all these different tunes and it change the rhythm of the song so many times. There's like a rap in the middle.
Very
But again,
eclectic.
I want to see the live performance. I don't know how it's gonna be. I cannot really figure it out. I don't know Nemo. I know Ollie, for instance. And you can get a sense of what Musti can do, but I'm completely clueless about Nemo.
I don't know the story, so our Swiss listeners can probably tell us what they think. They might, they might know this guy. It almost feels like it's something that has been put together for specifically for Eurovision. And those ones, I always struggle with it. Like I don't really know if they have, I think they have a shelf life. So I like the song. I wouldn't say I'm not necessarily sure it's going to qualify. Just because there are other content, it all depends. I think one of the things we need to have a look at now is the actual division between the two semifinals and see where everything places together. But yeah, I'm still not convinced that it would qualify. But it's a decent song. It's just very different from what Remo did last year. And it was a last year was a very nice one of these very serious songs that talks about war and so on, but in a way that anyone can relate. So this one is completely different vibe, not necessarily what I was expecting from Switzerland. Who knows?
And Remo did a pretty good job last year, not in terms of position, but I think his voice was amazing. And
Defending the song. He defended the song very well.
then we have the Netherlands with Just Klein, who also was announced very early on, and now we have Uropapa.
Oh, Papa.
Uropapa.
Yeah, I think I've been pronouncing the name incorrectly for like 3 days until I actually sat down and listened to the song properly, and I was like, oh, it's oh Papa.
Yeah, they are in Dutch is
Yeah, it's a Yeah, I know the pronunciation in German. I was just, not really thinking about it. So I just saw the name and I didn't have a chance to listen to the song properly. And yeah. But Oh Papa, think it's fun. It's he presents himself as very, I think he makes you smile when you see him. He looks a bit like a caricature in a good way, like a cartoon. Did you like the song?
I don't know actually. When they announced just as the representative for the Netherlands, I kind of thought he was like a rapper or a trapper, and this song doesn't sound like it at all. So I was thinking this would go more crazy style, more Carrier vibe. And the music video, I loved it. Actually, I think it's a visual experience to watch in terms of European identities and how we can all relate to the not just Eurovision, but the continent and the European Union. And I think that's worth exploring, and that's my theme. So probably I will do some proper academic research on that. But the song, I don't even think he will qualify for the final, I'm afraid.
No, I one of those that probably we need to see really what he's going to do live and so on. But it's again, it's one of those songs that I think we've seen. It's a song definitely like it would not work outside Eurovision. It's a song that is done for Eurovision. That's why it's called Oil Papa.
You remember Rosa's Europe
Europe,
Signal.
Signal Celebration. Exactly.
Formal.
Although that one in Spain has sort of survived, but everyone that sings that song thinks about Eurovision. Like you
Oh yeah.
don't. It's a song that they play the days before Eurovision, and then people forget about it for a whole year. And it's they just do it because we ended up in a nice eighth place, I think. That's it. But I don't think this song can work outside this. Oh, Papa can work outside Eurovision. So that's another one. And those ones, is the public going to go for those when there are very strong contenders? Is he going to be the lucky one that ends up in a soft semi-final?
Or the public really loved it. I mean, that's
It's the only thing about the public is I think the public forms a very good opinion of the acts towards the final, because that's when they've seen a lot of them. They've seen all, when they have questions asked during the semi-final, they get the opportunity to do more interviews. So I think by the time they get to the final, that's where the public has really formed an opinion, and they tend to like choose sides, definitely. I'm not sure in the semi-final, I think they probably just go more for like the song and the act itself. So if he can do a very exciting thing on screen, then great. But if not, can be a risk.
The representative for Serbia has also been selected, and she is Teodora, and it's from well, Serbia, of course, and the song is Ramonda.
Ramonda. I really like it. I don't know why. I don't think it has anything very exciting, but I actually think it's a very sweet, soft song. I don't know. I need to listen to it more, and I'm not sure it would qualify because it doesn't have anything particularly exciting. But as a song, if I just look at it from the point of view of like experiencing, with my headphones and closing my eyes, is one of those that I actually feel like, oh, this is beautiful. What do you think?
I actually think it's okay. It's one of those epic songs, and even the staging sounds looks like very epic, with all the visuals and the smoke. But I have to be honest, the song doesn't say anything to me. It's just another song for me. But I really appreciate her voice, the song, the performance, everything. But I don't know if it will qualify.
It's this is a situation that we had last year with Lithuania, where I really liked the song and I thought, oh yeah, and then you were like, oh, I don't like it, and she
No.
qualified. She didn't do particularly badly, or like basically middle of the table. This is a very similar situation. I think it's nice that she's doing it in Serbian, actually.
Yeah, Serbian people like to sing Serbian songs
Yeah,
lyrics.
it might, well, I don't know. It could even be one of those regulations, internal regulations they have. Like in Italy, they only do Italian, actually.
In Spain.
So, yeah. So it could be one of those. But yeah, I was actually pleasantly surprised, if only because it's something nice to listen to. It has the structure of a normal song, where it grows and it becomes something epic, and it's got a nice bridge. And it's not a flat thing from end beginning to end, which is something difficult to do if you think you only have 3 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, divided opinion here. This is
Let's
okay.
see what happens.
We're gonna have to do an episode about bets. All bets are off, and see where we land.
The last
Finally.
one who is actually confirmed, it's Kalim for Austria and the song We Will Rave. Again, I think it's another song. It's very commercial, has nothing new. Although I think and I've heard that she is a great dancer and singer at the same time, and that she can pull off a great performance live. So she might be the diva of this year's Eurovision.
It's the kind of sound that lends itself to do like a very visual techno 90s style thing. It reminds me tremendously of Ace of Base, and as a big fan of Ace of Base from the 90s, like I got to the point where I went to check who had produced the song, because I actually thought it had similar producers.
Were there any similarities?
I didn't recognize, although I actually recognize the names, but not related to Ace of Base. But I actually think the producers have done other big songs that we might have heard before. If you look at the credits on Spotify or any of these music platforms, if you know about music production and so on, you might recognize some of these names. But yeah, it's in the sense that it reminds me of that kind of music, which I really liked in the 90s. I'm that old. Then yeah, I actually like it. It's one of those things I'm just not sure if it's going to work with Eurovision today in the 21st century, in 2024. But it could be really, really visually incredible when you get to see it. Especially with the lighting that they have in Eurovision, all the colors, it lends itself to that. So I don't know. Could be okay.
We might get a dance break.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. And
Yeah.
we said this is the last one of the confirmed acts because we're still waiting for Iceland to confirm the representative of the national selection to go to Eurovision. There's kind of a controversy of some people are not happy with the voting system for the national selection. People are trying to revert it. And the person who was selected hasn't really confirmed if she's going to Eurovision or not. So that's why we're still waiting for that. And we have Israel going back and forth with the EBU because of the lyrics are not following the guidelines. So I think this Friday they are submitting a new song, or they are even presenting to the public a new song called Hurricane.
Which is the third song.
It's actually they're submitting.
Yes. I don't know how they're going to work it out. I think the issue here is you get to a point where almost any lyric can be understood or interpreted as related to politics or to war. And at the same time, I keep thinking, if they did something very frivolous that has nothing to do with anything that is happening in the country, first, is it relevant? And second, wouldn't people get upset as well, because they will think, really, with everything that is happening in your country, why don't you talk about it? I think it's a lose-lose situation in this case with Israel. I'm not sure how they're going to get away with it, or if they're just going to say, I'm sorry, but I'm done.
I think I'm 100% sure that they won't qualify without even listening to the song, because everything that's going on, if they are ultimately allowed to participate, I don't think people are gonna be very supportive, especially
no.
Especially people who are not Euro fans are calling for a boycott. So they might even vote to rule Israel out of.
And we know that that happens with the public vote. It's not, it can't be 100% controlled, and there will be, you know, people buying SIM cards just to vote for against them, or you know, anything can happen. But like was something that we were talking off camera is that, like you said, the semifinals are only voted by the public, so it's definitely up to them. And it's, I think it's very difficult this year that they can qualify, just based on the fact that a lot of people will be against them, rightly or wrongly. We're not going to go into that, but it is what it is.
Yes. And regarding votes, the EBU has confirmed that it's going to be still 50-50 in terms of public vote and jury vote for the final. Because remember, people, Carrier fans were not really happy about what happened last year. So a lot of people were calling for more participation, more weight.
Yeah, the way towards the public. Yeah, I think it's going to be an ongoing question about, you know, what they're going to do with that in future years, but it's very difficult to change it, especially so close
to
the concert. I think when they do that, they will probably announce it very early on in the year, something like September, October. They will say, we're going to change that, and now we're going to figure out how to do that and what's the balance and so on.
Exactly. So that was our recap so far. We're still waiting for some countries, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Australia, to announce the participants who are going to be representing those countries. And we're still waiting also for Portugal and Sweden, but we will know this week.
This weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, exciting. So let's see what happens so we can discuss it with you guys the following week.
Yes, so nothing more for now. Remember that you can listen to all the songs on Spotify. We have updated our list. We haven't included Iceland yet, but we will as soon as it's confirmed. And you can keep looking at our social media on Facebook and Instagram. We have been updating stuff. So make sure that you subscribe to the podcast as well. Click on the plus. We like seeing people joining as they are.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. See you next week.